So that is when Email Templates 101 was created.
That's right. And we already had that content. So I know that we're supposed to be kind of helping you understand, like, well, we already use those things in our business. Mm-hmm. They were part of our real estate business. They were part of what we were talking about to our audience. And so it was very easy for us to take those and then translate them into a course.
I'm Amy Porterfield, ex-corporate girl turned CEO of a multi-7-figure business. But it wasn't all that long ago that I lacked the confidence, the budget, and the time to focus on growing my small but mighty business. Fast forward past many failed attempts and lessons learned, and you'll see the business I have today. One that changes lives and gives me more freedom than I ever thought possible. One that used to only exist as a daydream. I created the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to help you do the same. If you're an ambitious entrepreneur or one in the making who's looking to create a business that makes an impact and a life you love, you're in the right place, friend. Let's get started. When you run an online business, your marketing metrics will tell you what in your business is profitable and where you're throwing money away. Yikes. That's pretty important, right? Luckily, I've put together the Ultimate Marketing Metrics Checklist, which is a free resource that will guide you through tracking and analyzing the most crucial metrics for your business. And let me tell you, I'm going to keep it simple, but effective. From evergreen data and revenue generation to podcast metrics and social media growth, this cheat sheet will cover it all. It's the exact one my team and I use to track our metrics on a weekly, monthly, quarterly, and annual basis. Let me be honest here. This wasn't an overnight process win for me. It took me 10 years to build this comprehensive list and get it just right. But you, my friend, can start using it today, tailoring it to suit your business specific needs, but not having to start from scratch like I did. Whether you're a seasoned marketer or just getting started, this cheat sheet will help you make informed decisions as you grow your business and empower you to move forward confidently. So go to amyporterfield.com/metrics to get your hands on the Ultimate Marketing Metrics cheat sheet now. That's amyporterfield.com/metrics. Well, hey there. Welcome back to Online Marketing Made Easy. I'm so excited that you decided to hang out with me today because if you tuned into the podcast episode last Tuesday, you know that I'm doing a little episode series. It's called the Myth Buster Series. And basically, I'm creating it to prove that just about anybody can make a digital course and be successful in doing so. I'll be honest, I wholeheartedly believe that digital courses can absolutely change your life and business as they have mine and so many of my students. So sometimes it just baffles me, and I know I'm biased, but it baffles me why someone would be so hesitant to create a course. But then at the same time, I've been around for a while and I know all the reasons why people feel like they're stuck and can't move forward in terms of getting started with their course or getting finished with their course or finally launching their course. What I found is that there are 5 really common reasons why people don't create or finish their digital course or why they push it off for a really long time and then they finally do it with regret that they wish they started sooner. Those reasons are, 1, my audience is way too small to make money from a digital course. I need a huge email list, which is what we talked about a few weeks ago for the record. So I shared a story from one of my students, Jan Ditchfield. That's episode 602. So amyporterfield.com/602. If you feel as though that your audience or email list is not big enough, go listen to that episode. 2, I don't have time. So if you are strapped for time, if you feel as though everything else is getting your attention, but what you really want to focus on, check out episode 604. So that's amyporterfield.com/604. It's about my student, Mallory Rose, who's a single mom who proves that she can get it done, but she did it in a very specific way. And I wanted to share her process. And then 3, I'm not credible enough. I don't know enough. I don't have enough expertise to create a digital course. I want you to listen to my episode from last week where I share my student Radhika Lucas's story, and that's episode 606. amyporterfield.com/606. Now today we're chatting about number four. I don't have enough content to put into a digital course, which is what we're going to talk about in this episode. And then next week, we're going to cover number five, the final MythBuster. It's too expensive. I don't have enough money to buy a course on courses or invest in creating my digital course. It's too expensive. Oh, wait for that one. That one's next week. I've got a lot to share about that one. But today, again, we are talking about this idea that I just don't know if I have enough content to put into a whole digital course. So with that, I'm going to share the incredible story of two realtors turned podcasters turned digital course creators, Alyssa Jenkins and Katie Caldwell. Now, Alyssa and Katie joined forces to create the Hustle Humbly podcast, where they shared their passion for the market, real estate tips, and how to achieve work-life balance as working moms. As they started building their podcast episode, they realized that they needed to collect email addresses so that they could nurture their audience even more. They offered up a simple lead magnet. It was an Excel spreadsheet template for realtors to track their clients. Super simple. And this is something that they had already created and were using in their own business, so it made it easy for them. And their audience went wild for it. And this is kind of cool. During their podcast episodes, they had so much interest from their podcast audience anytime they would mention this email template that they personally were using in their own businesses that their listeners started asking where they could buy more templates. That's when they began entertaining the idea of a digital course business. In September 2019, Katie signed up for Digital Course Academy, eager to learn the ins and outs of creating a successful digital course. Now, here's what's key. She didn't come into Digital Course Academy with a huge backlog of content. In fact, they did not have any course content to begin with. All they had were the templates that they were already using in their business. So they took their email templates, packaged them up, and offered them as a bundle along with short video lessons on how to use them. That's it. That was their course. Did you hear that? They took a bunch of email templates they were already using in their own business. They packaged them up for their students, and they offered them as a bundle along with short video lessons on how to use them. That was their course. They didn't create tons of new content. They just took what they had and their momentum and they ran with it. And get this, when they launched their course evergreen style, so in automation, they didn't have to show up live for a launch. When they launched their course evergreen style in March 2020, they sold 59 right out of the gate at $197. And actually, since then, they've increased the price to $247. I love that. I talk a lot in Digital Course Academy about how to price your course, but then also how to increase the price of your course over time and what that can look like. So since then, they've created more courses together and even individual courses. Their email list has grown to over 6,000 subscribers, all without spending a single dime on paid advertising. Now, this is what really blows my mind. Come back to me if you're multitasking. I want you to hear this one. In just over 2 years, their digital courses, are you ready for this? Have brought in over $1 million in sales in just two short years. And they achieved all of this while being moms, podcasters, and managing their real estate careers. And think about that. It started with a course full of templates and short videos for $197. $1 million in sales. With this extra income, Katie doesn't have to work nights and weekends showing houses anymore, and they have the freedom to choose their clients. Amen. They even hired an assistant to help them with tasks that they don't have time for. So just think, if they had let the fact that they didn't have a ton of content stop them from creating their first digital course, their business would not have grown in the way that it has. I think the theme that comes to mind is let it be easy. Let it be easy. Stop overthinking this. One of the reasons why you are not creating a digital course is because you are making it too hard and too big in your head. Let it be easy. Katie and Alyssa are a great example of this. Actually, I want you to hear from them. So let's play an audio clip.
Hi, I'm Katie.
And Alyssa.
And we're the host of the Hustle Humbly podcast.
We are a podcast for realtors, and we want to encourage people to grow their own way in their business.
That's right. And so Amy asked us to share our first course, which is a course about email templates.
Yes.
So we started our podcast in 2019, and then we talked about templates just because that's something we use in our business. And then what happened, Alyssa?
After we mentioned email templates in a episode, we had all of these email requests from our listeners who wanted a copy of them.
Right. So we decided we could sell these templates, and what we decided to take it a little bit more elevated into the next level. And so we could give it some background. We decided to house those templates inside of a course.
So that is when Email Templates 101 was created.
That's right. And we already had that content. So I know that we're supposed to be kind of helping you understand, like, well, we already use those things in our business. Mm-hmm. They were part of our real estate business. They were part of what we were talking about to our audience. And so it was very easy for us to take those and then translate them into a course. Do you want to walk them through what kind of happens in that course?
Sure. So the course has three modules. Module one is the what, why, and how to use the email templates. And then module two walks you through all of the buyer templates. And module three walks you through all of the seller templates so that they have an email for each part of the process of the real estate transaction.
Yeah. And the nice thing about putting that in course form is we were able to, in those second and third modules, talk through each template. So instead of you buying just an item and then kind of winging it yourself, we were walking through, this is what's happening in each of these templates, and this is where you'll want to change them, and this is how they'll help your business. And so you basically would learn the real estate business right along with us doing the process and walking you through those emails.
And since our listeners are nationwide, it was important that we made each template editable for each specific market so that you could make sure that you are covered for what your market requires.
Yeah, absolutely. Were you surprised by the results when people started to buy the template course?
Yes.
Yes. So we've had 3 years of selling this course. We've basically kept it the same all 3 years. We have edited those templates as the market has changed, but it's been the driver of the business that is our podcast.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Thanks to Amy for having us on and sharing our story. And we would love to have any of you as listeners of the Hustle Humbly podcast.
Thanks.
So if you've ever thought to yourself, I don't have enough content to create a full-blown course, then it's my sincere hope that you hear Alyssa and Katie's story and are reminded that all you need to do is start with one thing and build upon that. In fact, I teach students about three digital course types, and two of these course types are perfect for a course with a smaller amount of content. I think people see my signature course, Digital Course Academy, and how I market it and all the bells and whistles, and they think they need all of that content to create a successful digital course. And that's just not the truth. First of all, Katie and Alyssa are a great example of this, but you're forgetting where I started. You're forgetting that my first successful digital course was a starter course that was $97. That's the one that really blew up, and that made us $1 million. At the time, I marketed that with Lewis Howes, so we did it together, over $1 million for a $97 course. You do not need more content. You are overthinking it, my friend. I know you're focused on marketing and selling your digital products, but I know many of you also have physical products, and I want to talk about Shopify. Shopify is a user-friendly commerce platform that helps you, my dear online entrepreneur, build an online store and make more sales at any stage of your business. They're the force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other businesses at every size. Let me tell you why Shopify is an online entrepreneur's dream platform. It's because it helps turn your browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout experience. In fact, it converts 36% better compared to other leading e-commerce platforms. Yeah, loving that. And I don't know about you, but as an online entrepreneur, my customer's experience, especially when it comes to checking out, is so important. Plus, not only do they support your customers, they support you as the entrepreneur. Shopify's award-winning help desk is there to support your success through every question and every step of the way. There's a reason Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/made easy, all lowercase. So go to shopify.com/made easy now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/made easy. So now it's your turn. Go ahead and think about any lead magnet that you could expand upon for a digital course, like something you've already created. Or heck, I've even heard of students taking what they've been teaching on social media and putting that into a course. That works great too. Or maybe you've been interviewed on a podcast, or you've done a specific podcast episode that just crushed it. Can you expand on that? The point is, I want you to take a real hard look at what you've already created, what you already have, and consider how you could leverage that to create a simple getting started digital course. I have a sneaky feeling that you have more than you think. So thank you so much for hanging out with me here today. If you love this episode and you have a friend that is thinking about starting a digital course, or they want a business and they want to kick things off with the digital course, perhaps give them this episode. Grab a link to it. I think it could inspire a lot of people. Okay, until next time, keep dreaming big, keep learning, and keep taking those bold steps toward your goals. You deserve success. I'll be back on Thursday with more entrepreneurial goodness. Same time, same place. Can't wait. I wanted to tell you about a podcast that I know will not only get you motivated and inspired, but will actually help you grow your brand, your audience, and your revenue. It's a podcast from my very good friend, Julie Solomon, and it's called The Influencer Podcast, and it's a part of the Yap Media Network. So Julie is a best-selling author and a brand expert, and she's dedicated her entire career to helping entrepreneurs and creators like you tap into their next levels of visibility and impact so you can become the leader that you were born to be. If you're looking for actionable advice delivered directly to your earbuds, then get ready for coaching, interviews with some of the industry's biggest names, and transformations to enrich your personal brand and grow your business. You can discover why people all over the world have called this podcast their go-to for all things influence, impact, and brand growth for more than 6 years. Subscribe to the Influencer Podcast with Julie Solomon today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform.